I'm here with the local president of the Southeast Chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, Linda Stewart, and Paul Thompson, who is in charge of the programming for Concert Across America. Hello, you two.
Hello.
Hello. It's a delight to be here.
All right. So September 24th is the big day. Concert Across America will be launching Domestic Violence Awareness Month in October. Could you describe what Concert Across America is, when it started, and sort of its mission?
It's been going for several years. I don't recall exactly. Linda, you might know exactly what year it started.
I think this is the third year.
Okay, third year. And it's been growing. I think there's every anticipation that there'll be more events this year in more locations than ever before. And we're quite proud that locally there are two concerts in Cape Girardeau. I think there's a total of four listed on the Concert Across America website for the whole state of Missouri, one in St. Louis, one in Kansas City, as you might imagine, and two in Cape Girardeau. So that's a point of pride from our local point of view, at least.
Right. So the story here is the Southeast Missouri Chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America is bringing this event to our area. Where will those local concerts be taking place?
The afternoon concert is at Cup and Cork at 11 South Spanish Street from 2 to 4. And the evening concert,
that will be taking place at Christ Episcopal Church on Fountain Street here in Cape Girardeau at 7:30 p.m.
And who is going to be playing at those?
In the afternoon, a local musician, Chris Moore. He's styling himself as folk Americana guitar. It will be a wonderful afternoon of easy listening music and a great location to just sit back and relax and enjoy the music.
And then in the evening, the concert will be largely classical music. Quite a number of faculty from the Southeast Missouri State University Department of Music and some students and also community musicians as well will be performing. A lot of variety, very charming program and very interesting too.
All right, wonderful. Is this the first year Cape Girardeau is taking part in the event?
Yes, it is.
And what kind of caused you guys to do this? What pushed you to bring it to our area?
Moms Demand nationally was founded 5 years ago, the day after Sandy Hook Elementary. Locally, we've been in existence for, it will be a year next month. We heard about this concert last year, but we really weren't organized well enough to do it. And so, as it turns out, a lot of music faculty that are Moms Demand supporters, and so it just seemed like a perfect fit.
How big is the event? How many locations participate in the country every year?
Last year, they had 350 concerts, and this morning I saw that there's 200 concerts, and they're still adding things.
So does the event identify with a certain political or social group?
Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America is a nonpartisan organization. We're not red or blue. We believe that you can support the Second Amendment while still finding common sense solutions to our gun violence problem. And we do have a gun violence problem in this country. 93 Americans die every day by a gun. And unfortunately, 2/3 of those are suicide. But we are nonpartisan. We are a little political in the fact that we follow legislation, because in order to affect change in this country, we have to pay attention to the legislation and the gun laws. But we're not looking at this as a political issue at all. We're looking at it as a public health issue, because as a country, we have to do better to protect our kids.
I should point out as well that not only are we nonpartisan, but we're also not gender exclusive. It's entirely possible for a man to be a mom as well. So when you hear the name Moms Demand Action, there's plenty of men who are men enough to be moms. Isn't that right, Linda?
That's right.
I was curious about that because you are a guy.
Yeah, and actually here in Southeast Missouri, we're not your typical Moms Demand Action group either, because we're a little older. Mm-hmm. We could be grandparents against gun violence, but no, you don't need to be a woman. You don't need to be a parent. You just have to have a passion for making our communities safer.
There's so many causes out there currently that actually this ties into. Currently we have Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and I know there's various events, other events. I know that I heard this morning there's a walk taking place, for instance, at County Park. And then October, which is of course just around the corner here, is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So essentially these events are tying in all together. It's like all of these very important things that we need to address as a society. And it all comes together. And so often is the case, it all comes together, you know, through music, just heightening awareness, making us all myself included, stop and think a little bit about these things. In our modern world, it's totally easy to get overwhelmed and feel that one really can't do anything and it's just too bad and we'll just try and bury our heads in the sand. But events like these concerts just give you a little bit of time in a very pleasurable way to just reflect, and the music, it does bring us all together, you know, in these very worthwhile and pressing causes.
Starting this year to establish unity, each concert will be singing the same song at some point in their program. This year, it's Nothing More by the band Alternate Roots. What is the song about, and why has it been chosen to reflect concerts across America this year? And they'll be trying to set a new world record as well, correct?
Yes. The song was chosen because the songwriter, his parents were killed by gun violence. They owned a jewelry store and they were robbed and they were shot and killed. And so gun violence prevention is near and dear to his heart. And then after Sandy Hook, many of the Sandy Hook parents created foundations, and he wrote this song for one of the Sandy Hook parents.
Gotcha. So who else would be participating in this event? Is it just, let's see, Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America?
We are the local sponsors, but we couldn't do it without the Christ Episcopal Church and, of course, Cup and Cork giving us the venues to hold it, and of course Chris Moore for volunteering his time and talents, and as well as the Southeast faculty.
Yes, we're very grateful to all of the musicians who are participating. These are busy people, and it's extremely generous of them. And of course, we're doubly grateful for the hospitality of Cup and Cork and Christ Episcopal. It's very good of them.
All right. Is there anything else you guys wanted to talk about today?
Just remind you that the concerts are free. We will be have a donation bucket for our gun safety education program, Be Smart for Kids. The state of Missouri right now is number 3 in the nation in the number of unintentional shootings of kids under the age of 17. And so we have this program where we can talk to parents and remind them that it's their responsibility to keep their guns locked up and out of the hands of little kids. And one of the things that we'd like to be offering is free gun locks when we give these safety presentations. And so we're going to be collecting funds at the concerts to help us buy gun locks so we can be distributing those throughout the area.
Warmly encourage anybody who's listening to come on down to not just one, but both events. It would be really very memorable, very beautiful way to spend a Sunday.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Lindsay.